are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Luster, bombastic, stamina. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Had a debate hangover? Yeah, me too. We got the antidote, don't worry. Lots of great politically astute tunes, and of course musings about last night. Hillary knocked it out of the park, but not so fast. There are some folks in the usual corner spinning it for Trump. We'll talk, believe me. Inspiration, action, challenge, success stories, oops, and more. Get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Tuesday, September 27th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number up and running, 347-857-4505. As far as we know, both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton still in the running, although I'd say it was a knockout for Hillary. Other folks, not so much. The 24/7 Twitter feed, continue our conversation we had earlier on our PopNet chat at AB Writes, and the Facebook page is open. Our tireless ECS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters, keeping us moving. The show today brought to you in part by Audiophile, from music to books to podcasts. You can caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by AT&T, mobilizing your world, and by the aforementioned PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and thank you so much for letting me sit in on their very lively online, on-air debate rehash this morning. Lots of fun. We'll continue it now. But we're going to start off with some music because, you know, that's sort of the debate musical hair of the dog, so to speak. For all the pundits and all the folks spinning their wheels today, it's a holiday in the political world. Dylan kicks things off on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Grab yourself a cup of joe. Let's go.
We live in a political world, love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crime, but crime don't have a face. We live in a political world, icicles hanging down, wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world, wisdom is thrown into jail, it rots in a cell, the shot it is hell, even no one to pick up a trail. Political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in the air, death disappears as the step into the living bay. We live in a political world. Courage is a thing of the past. The houses are hung.
On the Amy Beth Arkley Show and Dylan's Political World, as we enjoy our Hair of the Musical Dog debate hangover antidote. I don't know. I think Hillary knocked it out of the park, but I guess we see what we want to see, depending on our political proclivities, because some people say Trump won it. I don't know, the mawkish grimaces, the sighing, the sniffing, which I've noticed he's done a lot in other interviews, too. Is there a health issue there, perhaps, or is it cocaine? You see Stephen Colbert doing a live 11:30 show last night where he said Trump seemed like the crazy, coked-out best man at a wedding preparing a speech in the bathroom. Crazy stuff indeed. What's your take? Love to hear about it. I know you're watching, right? AB writes in the Twitter feed, if you're listening live on Tuesday, September 27th, you can join us with the two tin cans and a string at 347-857-4505. For her part, Hillary seemed prepared, poised. She had the facts at the ready. She was charming even, with a great smile, and gave a couple of zingers to Donald Trump. One might suggest she was steady on. Here's Sean Colvin on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Get up straight, I'm on the way. I'll steady on. help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic guys. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And if you, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hide it in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret just for Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. It's you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on Sunday afternoon. Going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation and the lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that to say, Mrs. Robinson? Show and go has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Robinson on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and Paul Simon, along with the Dixie Hummingbirds, Loves Me Like a Rock, as the candidates took their way up to the presidential debate podium last night. And steady on. For our gal, HRC, all the way, Hillary was indeed steady on from Sean Colvin. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I thought, but, you know, a lot of people said it was a confirmation debate. If you went in liking Trump, you came out still liking him, and if you went in liking Hillary, you still liked Hillary. I get that, but what about the undecideds that they're going after? None of them moved towards Hillary? I think maybe so. I heard a couple of people on CNN this morning who said, yeah, I am now enthusiastically in the Hillary Clinton camp, so we'll see if that changes in the polls. Who knows? What's your take? Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line if you're listening live on Tuesday, September 27th, 347-857-4505. Levin says, I agree with you, she was strong, but I don't think it's going to move the needle in the polls. I hope you're wrong on that one, but we'll see. And Eleanor says, Trump looked insane. Meanwhile, Brian says he ran out of steam about halfway but complained about Hillary's stamina. Yeah, that was the funny thing. He ran out of gas big time. He was drinking water like crazy. The grimaces, the sighs, the interjections. The man did not look presidential, so they had the split-screen optics. Did he not know that was coming? I mean, you talk about not being prepared at all. He didn't bother to prepare. Will he prepare for the second one? That becomes the question. Or, as some people suggest, he'll try to wiggle out of it. I don't know if he can do that. I don't think he will because he performed so poorly in this one. I doubt it, but he was already grousing about the microphone didn't work too well and other things were going on. And not a good sign, but as I said, the Drudge Report online poll had him at 80% winning, so his trolls were out in force, whereas the CNN poll had Hillary winning by 62%. So figure it out for yourself, America, and let's get serious. And really, millennials, and yes, she has to speak a little more clearly and closely to them. She talked a little bit about college debt. Not that much, a little bit on climate change. She did call Donald Trump out on the fact that he has called climate change a hoax by the Chinese. He denied it. Fact check it. Indeed, he did say that in one of his infamous tweets. And on and on. He was rambling towards the end, very incoherent about foreign policy. And when she called him on his approach to women and the nasty, disgusting, misogynistic comments he's made over the years. His response, once again, whipping out the old Rosie O'Donnell card by saying, I never said anything bad about women except for Rosie O'Donnell, and nobody feels sorry for her. Really? First of all, I don't know if you have to feel sorry for Rosie O'Donnell, but she's not exactly reviled. I mean, she's not that much in the public eye these days, but she is still a celebrity. People still know who she is, and she does have a fan base. So, yeah, I'm sure there are some people that feel sorry for her, and why do you have to invoke her at every turn? Are you that obsessed with the feud that took place 6 or so years ago? This is another point with him. He's very petty, and when you get under his skin, you apparently stay there. To me, I find that really strange and outrageous. What's your take on that one? Twitter feed AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. For her part, Madonna tweeted, mess with my girl Rosie and you're messing with me. Cruelty never made anyone a winner. All right, Madonna, so she's definitely not on the Trump train. Not that she would be anyway, but really, Rosie O'Donnell? I'm for Rosie, too. Heck with you, Donald. Here's why I love it, with a salute to Rosie O'Donnell and Jackson Brown. I'm Amy Bethard.
She was standing at the loading when the trucks rolled up. She was living all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her a pass so she could get in and see the show. Well, I sat her down right next to me and I got her a beer. While I mixed out the sound on stage so the band could hear, the more I watched her watch and play, the less I thought of to say. And when they walked off stage, the drummer swept that girl away. Rosie, you're alright,
you wear my ring.
When you hold me tight,
Rosie, that's my thing.
When you turn out the light,
I got to hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight,
Rosie. Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. Could have told my imagination not to run too far. All the times that I've been burned, by now I think I've learned that it's who you look like, not who you are.
Them along the way. It's a fabulous system.
Whatever happened to just flipping somebody to bird?
Something happened in here. get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, though. I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Things people play night or day, they're just not matching what they should do.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go.
Night, Mr. Trump.
I wonder what Trump's game is this time.
Trump's got a new game. Trump's got a new deal.
What's your game, though?
Heard about Trump's new deal?
What?
Trump has a new game. What is it?
My new game is Trump, the game.
Trump, the game, where you deal for everything you ever wanted to own. Because it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you win.
Yes!
Play Trump, the game, from Milton Bradley.
I think he'll like it.
Well, when you tweet it, it goes out into the universe to all these faceless people, and you can pretend that they're hanging on your every word.
This one's for you, Barack Obama. At first I was ahead, I was satisfied. Kept thinking you could never win, you're too unqualified. And then I spent so many nights working on the campaign trail. You think I failed, that I gave up 'cause I'm not male. So now you're in, you've made your case. Though in delegates you beat me in the nomination race, I still have one state on my side. I'll wipe away your foolish grin, 'cause in the state that's called delusion, I still think that I can win. Did you think I'd go walk out that door, just turn around and hang it up, 'cause I'm not winning anymore. My ambition's still alive, from now on I won't even sleep. I'm pinning all my hopes on dreams that they will catch you with a sheet. And on that day, they'll say to me, we're really glad that you are still around. Please come back, Hillary. No, I won't give up my chance till monkeys fly out of my pants first.
Capitol Steps having fun with Hillary Clinton's long train of political woes on the Amy Beth Arcuri show, I Will Survive, and in fact, she thrived at last night's debate. Donald Trump, too, got a little salute there with the vintage ad from the 80s when it was Trump the board game, back in his halcyon days without the crazy hair and the all puffed up exterior. Mm-hmm. For what it's worth, from the Staples Singers, doing their take on the Buffalo Springfield Classic, the Spinners, and Games People Play, and Lyle Lovett, from that phenomenal Jackson Browne tribute collection some years back, Rosie, for Rosie O'Donnell, who I think was much maligned for no reason last night on the part of Donald Trump. So that's one for you, Rosie, and just showing how petty Donald Trump can be, clinging to feuds with celebrities from many years ago. Another reason, just another one of the many reasons why this guy should not ever come anywhere near that Oval Office. Although he did say that because there's no hotel, he'll make it to Pennsylvania Avenue one way or the other. You kind of think he doesn't really want the gig or he's getting ready to lose when he makes comments. And they did ask him, well, are you going to support the outcome of the race if Hillary Clinton wins? And he says he would. So that was a moment of graciousness, one of the very few. Also, Hillary Clinton alluded to the fact that he had called a former Miss Universe Miss Piggy, and apparently he's copped to it and is doubling down in true Donald Trump fashion. The gal is Alicia Machado, who was Miss Venezuela back in 1996, became Miss Universe, and instead of just apologizing or ignoring it, he has to double down, went on a Fox show this morning, or was it last night, and said, today he has. He said that she was the worst we ever had, the worst, the absolute worst. According to Donald Trump, quote, she gained a massive amount of weight and it was a real problem, he said in a post-debate interview on Fox News. Wow. He not only called the former beauty queen Miss Piggy, he also called her Miss Housekeeper because she was Venezuelan. Wow. So I really, and apparently Trump said, the Clinton campaign found the girl and talked about her like she was Mother Teresa. She's a person, and you insulted her. It has nothing to do with whether she's a great person or a not great person. I don't know what he's trying to besmirch at this point. But again, is this the makings of a president, a man who just besmirches women, who at the drop of a pin insults people in very disgusting terms over and over again, a pattern of his life. He's 70 years old. It ain't going to change, and this is not the kind of person that I think we need at the White House. My opinion. What's yours? Twitter feed, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Lots of folks going on about this whole stamina thing. Cloudy says, Trump looked rattled and tired, worn out by the end, and he drank more water than Marco Rubio ever did. Yeah, Deb says, Hillary's comeback after Trump's rambling on stamina was brilliant. Indeed, she said something about, well, you can talk to me about stamina after making 112 trips around the world, peace talks, ceasefires, and 11 hours in front of a congressional committee. Then talk to me about stamina, she said. And she looked poised. She was ready to go and raring to go. In fact, I hear tell she went to a post-debate rally and party afterwards. Well, Trump kind of groused at his family, got into the car, and drove home. Mom's thought says Hillary dominated the stamina game last night, calm, cool, confident, and focused. Abe says, Trump looked like a heavy-breathing, tired, angry old white guy last night. Stamina, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And Keith says, one thing for sure, the stamina argument backfired on Trump last night, bigly. One of Trump's famous words, indeed. Keep on tweeting. I love it in real time at AB Wright's, rather, and you can call me in real time only at 347-857-4505 if you're listening live on Tuesday, September 27th. Yes, I was up late, too, watching all the post-game spin. And by the way, some of these people who are on Hillary's side don't help. Mika Brzezinski on Morning Joe, I'm talking about you. She sat there, as she usually does, grimacing and voguing to the cameras, and she said, Hillary was amazing. She was amazing, but I just think he resonated. I just think he resonated. I have a bad feeling about it. We don't need your unpeaceful, queasy feelings, if you know what I mean, if you're on Team Hillary, to put that into the ethos, because that's all part of it. The spin game is part of it. And yes, I do think that his supporters will continue to support him no matter what, because they don't care if he tells the truth or not. They fact-checked a lot of the things he said, and there was a whole bunch of whoppers in there. And they don't care. But I'm talking about those undecided people who are, in my opinion, inexplicably still undecided, or people who might be thinking about throwing their vote away on Johnson or Stein to say, hey, you better hitch up with Hillary because you don't want this guy anywhere near the White House. And by the way, she would do a good job, too. So keep going, Hillary, and let's keep talking for the young people and the African Americans and the Hispanics and get people on board in an enthusiastic way, because maybe Donald Trump's future should start a little smaller than the White House. Maybe he should run for the mayor of Simpleton on the Amy Betts Hartley Show. He's the XTC.
I'm worried about the beaver.
Oh,
came crashing through the dark. Now he's tumbling to his knees. Oh, 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 Harlem boy, you don't want your education. Oh, 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 Harlem boy, you don't live here anymore. Now, now, listen. He had dreams, his All-American head. Now it seems that those dreams are dying. All-American dad still hitting the record thing it says. All-American mom just goes on flying, flying. Peter, sing. All-American boy is laughing at his age. He does not think of in magazines, TV, and the stage, on the fine line between fame and failure. Right back to back, and I've left him by the door. He said goodbye to us a thousand times before. Doesn't realize that he's the only cure. Yeah, he don't live here anymore.
Wait, there's more!
Baby, coolie around here.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, either game is rough. Decisions, decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
King bets, cost you five.
Tony, up to you.
I'm in, so am I.
Likewise,
me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him. I say when you got a pair of Jacks, bet him, yeah! Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, either game is rough. Decisions, decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call a bluff. Politics and poker, politics and poker. Makes the average guy a heavy smoker. Bless the nominee and give him our regards. And watch while he learns that in poker and politics, brother, you gotta have the cards. Gotta have the cards.
Gotta have those cards. Politics and poker. Vintage tune from the High Lows on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. A Forgotten 45 from CCR, Fortunate Son, for Brian. And another Forgotten 45, politically speaking, from Chicago, Harry Truman, for Tanya, and via Twitter for Dave, who says, love that song, love your show as always. Well, thank you so much, Dave. Always appreciate playing with you in real time on Twitter, as you well know. And Oh, American Boy from Vinnie James, a singer-songwriter, burst on the scene in the 90s. Kind of faded away, but some great music out there. Hope he's doing well and still working, because he's got some great talent. And XTC's Mayor of Simpleton, a gig I think maybe Donald Trump should try for. Might start out that way. After last night's debate, does not seem like he's up to the presidency, but who knows? It's up to the American people, and the polls are still tight. That's for sure. Twitter feed at AB Writes. Sonia says, it's all over, but the shouting, Trump is not up to the task, and he knows it. Stamina my eye. She actually said something else, but that's okay. And Fritzy says, hey, I really love your show. Digging the tunes you're playing and the commentary. I've had it with the debates already, and there are two more to go. If he shows. He'll show, because Kellyanne will not let him bow out after that performance. That's for sure. She was in big-time spin mode. It's got to be hard. You need a bonus or two or six to work with Trump, right? And if you're like me and you watch the debates and then we did the morning thing on the PopNet, you need a jolt or six or seven of coffee to get through the day. That's for sure. But we'll get through it. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, if you're listening live, there's still a few minutes left here on Tuesday, September 27th, to call us, because we always like to get that tin can and a string communication at 347-857-4505. But let's switch gears for a moment and salute our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. It's Joey in Brooklyn who says, I am working on painting again and writing, and lady, you helped me embrace my inner artist in a way I never thought I'd do again. So thank you. I'd give you a big kiss if you were right here with me. Wow. That's a little intimidating, Joe, so I'm glad I'm not with you, but but I'm so happy it's working. Please keep up the good work, and I'd love it if you keep us posted. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, I would love to give you a shout-out because you deserve it, and I know I'm pretty confident it helps spark other folks on. So reach out to the website. It's AmyBethArkwe, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And by the way, if you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. You give me about a half hour. We give you a primer on the challenge, a few other tips and tricks, and we see where it leads. give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect because we're backed up right now, but I'm going to do it for you. And if I can help you, I'd love to. And, you know, the fall is a good time to re-embrace new beginnings. I always think of back to school, even if you haven't been in school in a long time. So let's do it. If you're dedicated and you got some passion, I can help reignite it for you. If I can, you know I want to help you. Hey, by the way, while you're at the website, you can take a look at my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are up for sale, Killing Time, the Mystery and Mayhem award-winning Dead Silent, and the new one, which a lot of people think is the best, Murder, She Tweets, but start at the beginning. Why not? Get them all. Other goodies there, too, and a chance to inquire about becoming a guest on the show. You can also put in your Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. It's all one-stop shopping at AmyBethArkawy.com. That's A-R-K-A-W-Y, again, easy access via the Twitter feed. And on the Twitter feed of AB Writes, Phelps chiming in, stamina, you got to be kidding me, backfired big time for the Donald. And so it goes, because Hillary was something of a killer queen.
She keeps him always on the in a pretty cabinet. She said, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time of invitation, you can't be kind. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunfire and jealousy, dynamite with a laser beam.
Like a baroness, middleman, China, with that to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. You came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Forgot she couldn't care less, but stimulus and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunfire and gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Situation. I had a dream, I woke up in a cold sweat. Side of
Madness on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Loudon Wainwright IV, and I Had a Dream Donald Trump Was Your President. Uh-oh. Killer Queen 2 from Queen. Hillary was something of a killer queen last night, indeed, at least in my opinion. What about you? Twitter feed AB writes, most folks seem to agree in my sphere, but I know there's some people in the Trumpster's parallel universe, or as Hillary astutely said, you live in your own reality. She's a sophisticated reality TV show, I guess. Outrageous, indeed, that anybody would think he won that debate the way he behaved, with the mawkish grimaces, the sighs, the sniffing, the drinking water like crazy. I mean, come on, not to mention all the comments and, that he made. I think he proved himself to be distinctly unqualified yet again, but the bar is so low because everybody seems to grade Donald J. Trump on some kind of a emperor's new clothes curve, it seems to work for him. Including this whole incoherent military and foreign policy commentary that he made towards the end. He just kind of ran out of steam and was making no sense at all, talking about from Japan to Rosie O'Donnell to his secret plan to defeat ISIS to grab the oil from Iran. I mean, on and on we go with all kinds of crazy stuff and crazy talk that I just don't think helps his cause, at least with the independent voters or anybody who is still out there and for whatever reason inexplicably undecided, because I just don't get it. I don't get how people could be undecided at this point. But clearly there are still some people who are. But for all intents and purposes, I think it's fair to say that Donald Trump had a pretty bad day, or at least a bad night. He's REM.
A public service announcement followed me home the other day. I paid it, never mind. Go away. Shit so thick you can stir with a stick. Treat Teflon, whitewash presidency. We're sick of being jerked around. Wear that on your sleeve. Broadcast me a joyful noise. Reach to the time, Lord, count your blessings. We're sick of being jerked around. We all fall down. Have you ever seen the televised invited subcommittee prize investigation?
throw the guy a tune. R.E.M. for Donald J. Trump. It was a bad day and a bad night on the Amy Beth Arquay Show, although they're spinning it out of control to make it sound better for his Trump curve. We'll see. Polls go on. Twitter feed at AB Writes View, folks at Last Ditch Tweets. Paula says, hey, great show. Really enjoying it. I am over the whole election. Hillary all the way. Landslide, please. From your words to you-know-who's mouth. Your mouth to you-know-who's ears. Here you go. I need some more coffee, that's for sure, Paula. Hey, Bryn chimes in, Lily liked the show. Listen to part of it. We'll catch the rest on podcast. Thank you. And Johnny Fever's Hangover, same deal. Listening live now, but just for a while. Love the show. Always listen on podcast. All right, Johnny Fever, appreciate that as well. And Mitch says, Trump definitely lost the debate, but he'll still win the election. Electorate sick of same old, same old. But what they'll get is a whole lot worse. Ouch. Let's hope not, but I know what you're saying. If he can push the change agent deal, I guess he's got a very good shot, and that's why the polls are so close. On the other hand, you know, I always say for people who are still undecided, think about it. Is it change just for the sake of change? What are you changing to? Too risky, too unpresidential, at least in my estimation. But I've already decided, so I'm not the one they're after. They're after that sliver of undecideds who are still there, or the unenthusiastic, the people who really don't like Trump but aren't that enthusiastic to pull the lever for Hillary so they'll stay home. Those are the people that need to be urged, and I think she needs to address, quite frankly, those concerns a little bit more significantly, especially for the young people, because she's not getting the Bernie Sanders folks. Bernie, maybe you need to be out there more with her. I don't know, but she needs to talk more about the college debt issue, about the future, about climate change, those big issues, and put herself in the revolution's pocket, so to speak, because that's where at least convince people that it's better off. Maybe it's not their first choice, but for goodness sakes, think about it, kids. Think about it. Anybody, if you're with Bernie Sanders, you're certainly far more with Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump will set us back in both the climate issue and the economic issues. And frankly, on the world stage, he just seems at a loss, totally rudderless and feckless, in my estimation. And the way he handled that birther question, too, where he still maintains he did a great service to the country and to the president by forcing him to show his birth certificate 5 years ago and still going on and on and on about how he wasn't really a citizen. People buying it? I don't get it, but we'll see what happens. Hey, thanks so much for playing with us in real time. Always appreciate those real-time tweets. Don't forget, it's a 24/7 story at Twitter at AB Writes. You can also follow our producer, Trudy Hard, at Radio Trudy. She's updated the feed, I'm happy to say. Friend me on Facebook. We'll give you some Radio Graffiti updates. You can also follow the Amy Beth Arquay Show at the Blog Talk Radio site, Mixcloud, Stitcher. Download episodes at iTunes and NetNow, and be on the listen for select editions and appearances on PopNet and the Arts Radio Network. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharquay.com. Thank you so much for joining us, TCS crew, for working hard and overtime in the booth at Trudy and Aurora, ML at headquarters. Always enjoy having you all tag along. Hey, whatever you do, wherever you go, please drive safe, play nice, dream big. I hope you come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. We enjoy a few more days of September. We'll leave you with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Take care.